This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, the toughest part about being green is getting on the ballot in all 50 states. But first, today in Iraq, Sunni and Shiite Muslims are observing Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, amid fears that insurgent violence will again mar this holy period. This morning, five bombs exploded in churches around Baghdad. No one was injured, but the attacks are seen as an effort to intimidate the city's small but devout Christian community. This as a mortar round killed one person at a hospital in the city center. Also, in Sadr City, U.S.-led forces have extended a deadline for Shiite militia members to turn in their weapons. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Linda.
Could you tell us about the investigation into a platoon of reservists who allegedly refused to go on a convoy mission? Those are the kinds of missions that are often targets of insurgent attacks.
Very frequently targets of insurgent attacks. Not all the details are available yet, but what we know is this. According to the U.S. military, 19 members of the 343rd Quartermaster Company were supposed to go out on a mission last Wednesday. Some soldiers refused to go, and apparently they refused to go because they felt that their equipment was not in the right condition to handle it. This is what Lieutenant Steve Boylan, who's a spokesman for the U.S.-led forces in Iraq, had to say about the investigation.
These soldiers have raised some concerns. The unit chain of command is taking that into consideration, and that is one of the reasons why the safety maintenance stand down was ordered.
So basically they're looking into the equipment now, and the military stresses that none of these soldiers are detained or under arrest at the moment. But equipment's been a big problem. Soldiers still put sandbags and Kevlar blankets on the bottom of their vehicles, even though some of the armor on the outside has improved.
What about this? The attacks on churches in Baghdad? Why would insurgents target Christians in Baghdad?
Well, that's a question that a lot of Christians are asking themselves here. Christians are a minority in Iraq, and this is not the first time that there's been a series of bomb attacks on churches in Baghdad. They hit early this morning. No one was injured, but I visited one, a Catholic church, where the sanctuary had been totally charred. The statue of Mary had her head blown off. I spoke to a Muslim man, a neighbor there, who said, "It's so frustrating to live in Baghdad now, because even if people want to improve things, they're thwarted by all the danger that's going on." Here's what he had to say.
The enemy can do everything, whatever we put a fence or anything, you know. When he want to make something is bad, he can't do it. But something good, no, it's very difficult to make people do it, you know, in this country at this moment, actually.
The U.S. military has also announced a two-day extension on the deadline for militia members loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to turn over their weapons. Are the U.S.-led forces looking for particular kinds of weapons to turn up?
Well, they talk about a lot about getting heavy weapons, but the Sadr militia, the Shemeti army, doesn't really have the kind of weapons we think of typically as heavy weapons, like artillery and tanks. So the military is hoping to get RPGs. They're hoping to get mortars, explosives that are used to make bombs. I spoke to an American official who's closely working on this effort this week, and he said the reason they want to get the weapons is because these weapons are used to kill American soldiers. However, weapons are very easy to get in Iraq, so there will certainly be questions about whether how easily the Mehdi army could rearm if it does in fact get rid of all of its weapons.
Emily, very quickly, we have about half a minute left. Could you just talk about what's happening in Fallujah today? We're hearing that ground strikes have reportedly ceased.
It seems to be quieter in Fallujah today than it was the past couple of days. The military really ramped up ground and air strikes on Thursday and Friday. There were a lot of questions whether this was the attempt to retake Fallujah, but it looks like that probably was not.
NPR's Emily Harris speaking from Baghdad. Emily, thank you.
Thanks, Linda.